What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we gonna get into it. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meg.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast.
Period.
So as usual, we're gonna go ahead and get things started with our hot topics. First thing I guess we could talk about is Razz-B. After posting that he felt unsafe, somebody spotted him basically like threatening to jump off of a building. He's in like, it looks to me like scrubs or something. Like it's like a blue, light blue top and pants. From the distance, it literally looks like he's in scrubs. So maybe he was at a hospital or something. I don't know. Either way, he's like standing on a roof. It's not really like a full like story building. I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah, it looks kind of,
yeah, like it's like as if there's like a boiler room in between. So that's why I think it is a hospital, because it's,
yeah,
like a boiler room or something on a lower level in between high up buildings. Either way, he was saying he was gonna jump off, but maybe he was gonna jump the other way, the opposite of the way the camera was facing. Either way, I hope he gets the help he needs so they can get it together.
Right. Yeah. He needs something.
Fix it, Jesus.
Fix it, Jesus.
Next, what do we got?
Next. After Razz-B was I'm about to find it. Okay, so Ari Lennox, and you can talk more into this. Ari Lennox apologizes for hurling insults at Oprah and Gayle King for tearing down the legacies of black men. Says she was lost and insecure at the time. So basically, I guess it was a rant like when Ari Lennox was like, this was years ago. And so she made out a tweet and said, I sincerely apologize to Oprah and Gayle. Y'all legends don't deserve that wretched, ignorant lie. I can be a bitch sometimes, just putting it out there. Not always proud of those moments, but sometimes I am. I have been naive, a sheep, and a people pleaser, battling traumas and codependency. I was mindlessly and intentionally spreading false information in order to impress people. My lives were a playground on top of a fearing hell. I was simply unaware of the damage I was causing. So while some of those lives represent a sweet and free and even seemingly happier or more confident girl, I was actually lost and insecure, no self-awareness, and so unhappy, addicted to entertaining others so I didn't have to face my own reality. And what I have to say about that is, when I make it and when y'all put us on, I don't know, friend, when y'all put us onto the level that we deserve to be on, to be honest, my old tweets, yeah, I said it. I was regular, you know, and we've all been there. Like, I have some tweets. I tweet by celebrities all the time, and it is what it is. It's just opinions. Do I feel like she has to necessarily apologize? No, because it was so long ago. But, you know, we're in the era of apologizing. If you offend someone, you have to apologize, no matter how long ago it was. So that's what I'm getting from it. So I guess she was more so saying like Oprah, because are you gonna play the video or no? You just gonna talk about it?
I mean, I can play it.
Well, you can play it so they can hear what she was saying. Yeah, if you want, or you can talk about it.
Honestly, I think she was just talking about like the Color Purple movie.
You want me to play it from my phone? Just the audio.
Okay. Yes. Fucked up. Fuck Gayle and fuck Oprah. Y'all are some self-hating pieces of shit fuck asses. If I had never seen a coon more fucking coonier than goddamn Kale, I mean, kale and okra. I'm over y'all. I'm over y'all. I don't give a fuck how rich you are, how much you fucking accomplished. You're tearing down the legacies of so many phenomenal, beautiful black men, and I don't fucking have time for it. I don't fucking have time for it. I'm sick. I'm disgusted. You don't care about black people. Okra, I knew you wasn't shit when the kids was trying to take a picture with you, and she was like, oh, I see your little crap phone. Okra, and you, fuck ass.
And you know what? I got another comment after listening to that video. I definitely believe that's still how Ari Lennox feel. Because, you know, a lot of black people feel that way about Oprah already. Mm-hmm. And Gail. So now that I'm listening to it, I believe that's how you feel, sis. It's okay. You know, now that you're around them, it's a little different. So I can understand her, you know, putting out those apologies. But literally, That's nothing new. All of the things that she was saying about Oprah, literally everyone says that. The same stuff they say about Michael Jordan. They benefit off of us, you know, basically, right. But they don't really care for our kind, if you want to be real.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
I'm not mad at it. I mean, it's cool, whatever. She felt like she needed to apologize. All right. Wouldn't be surprised if she's trying to get into certain spaces, maybe break into acting, because, you know, she said she's not doing no more music, and so she needed to make sure she cleared that up so she didn't get a Monique pulled on her. So that's cool, whatever. You got anything else to say about it?
No.
Okay. Next, we could talk about what Summer Walker said, or a part of what she said, on her interview with Carisha. She was talking about how mothers of narcissistic men deserve to get their ass beat, and that there's nothing worse than men who have enabling mothers.
And we talk about this all the time, friend.
I know Max be always trying to be like, no, it don't always be the mama, and it be the mamas.
No, I don't. Nah, I stick up for what is right.
No. You know exactly who I'm referring to and what I'm referring to. You did it more than once. That's why she laughing, y'all. Because she know exactly what I'm talking about. She do. I'm going to blame the mama because it be the mama. The daddy don't be around, or else I'd blame the daddy too. Oh, okay.
You don't got to play the video. Well, I got my phone right here if you want me to play the audio.
It's basically, yeah, her. I think she's referring specifically, of course, to London Mama, who basically knows how he get down, know how he be acting, know how he be treating him, and she don't be checking him or pressing him or telling him to do better. She just, well, that's just him, and, like, make excuses for it. Enabling, like a lot of mothers tend to do for their sons. I really don't see it as often with mothers and their daughters. It really just be the mamas. Like, if you're enabling him to do the weird shit he be doing, you don't see no problem with it, or you see a problem with it but you don't say nothing, that's a problem.
I feel like she almost did that on purpose, like, because
we wouldn't have hurt her if you ain't talk nothing.
Let's just keep going. This is raw and uncut.
Y'all see what I gotta deal with? The unprofessionalism. Anyway, what you think about the situation?
So, I agree. I want to start with your mama. She should have whipped your ass. And one thing I will always say is that when it comes to my son, I'm not on that. Like she said, you ain't finna have me out here like I didn't raise a heathen. No, sir. You're not finna be out here disrespecting no women and things like that. And like Summer said, no, you ain't shit, but she don't care because you lit. Paying for trips, cars, bags. I definitely agree. Like, these moms are definitely the problem. They need to start putting their son in their place.
The mamas, the grandmas, all of them.
Definitely. Because you, like I said, you're going to run into some men that come from wonderful mothers and they just do wrong on their own.
right, but she gonna be like checking him. That's the thing. You know when
I mean, at a certain point when your son is grown, because to be honest, and I'm finna put the business out here. To be honest, I mean, but I know mothers and sons where it's to a certain extent like, you're grown, and the mother can literally tell them, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Do you think they're gonna listen?
I mean, yeah, I don't mean them having to listen. I just mean,
well, right, as long as that party, yeah. Right, right, because some will, well, what you did to him, what made, well, what, you know, and it's just like Summer said, no, what, like, now I could understand, like, if you just, because there's some women out here that will literally be the problem, but we more so speaking on times where the man is the problem, right, and the mom is not checking them, and that is not cool, because
don't let your mama get in my business, because I'm not above to fight an old lady. I'm telling y'all right now, I will put hands on her and call my mama. Don't play with me. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, so
we can rumble.
Boy mom, don't let y'all sons out here be disrespecting these
period
queens and king of boys,
because I fight niggas,
period.
Anyway, what we got next?
That was actually, y'all should watch Carisha Please with Summer. I don't know if you watched it, friend, but it was actually a really good episode. I honestly only watched it because I was at a friend house and she put it on. I feel like I don't be watching them like that no more, but it's always in a setting where I don't put it. Yeah, but well, to be honest, I didn't. She did the one with her, but yeah, it has been a little minute or whatever. But that was like the first full one that I've watched since, I want to say, Kevin Gate. But the one with Summer was actually really good. It was really good. So I think you should watch it. But yeah,
I'll think about it.
So, what else we're going to talk about is Tim Anderson. I don't know if y'all know him, but he was a baseball player, or still is. I don't know. But basically, well, yeah. So if y'all know Tim Anderson, like a couple of years ago, he basically got his side chick pregnant. She kept the baby. He's married. And the wife stayed with him. So I guess it was his birthday this past week, and they went ham trying to post him. Both of them trying to show love and saying, oh, he messing with me. And the wife is saying he's still here. The side chick saying he's been staying by himself, and he say you're only for his image. And I seen a tweet or something. I seen a post or something. It was just like, what image is he trying to keep up with, sis? Because who knows Tim Anderson? He's with his wife because he want to be with his wife. Like, what? Who knows? I literally did not know him until all of this was going on.
Baseball people know him. White people. That's right. The image he's trying to uphold.
And he black.
And he's doing all these nigga activities. Black. It's hard to keep it up.
So basically, Deja, the side chick, says she's tired of Tim not defending her against. Oh, Deja, I'm sorry, the wife was saying she's tired of Tim not defending her.
I thought Deja's the side chick and Bree is the wife.
Bree is the wife, you're right. I don't know why they wrote it like this, but basically, she's tired of him defending her against. Oh, okay. Deja is tired of Tim not defending her against the side chick.
Against Bria. Wife.
Oh, you're right. Says the wife is trying to post old pictures to make her jealous. I'm so tired of people dragging
it's
me.
It's working.
It is working. And my thing is, Tim ain't shit. Bria, move on.
Deja. She's not finna move on. Love is bought, as we previously stated. You know how much money he's getting? Baseball contracts are guaranteed.
And baseball is the richest.
It's that's.
Lil Wayne said he got what song, but he was like on that baseball.
No, their contracts are guaranteed. I want to say, I'm looking up while we're talking about this. But
yeah, so basically, the wife, Love is Bought, as we were talking about the last episode, it's sad to see, but I mean, Bria ain't leaving. Deja's obviously ain't leaving either. But to be honest, I wonder what Deja is benefiting from. I mean, I'm of course he's probably buying her things and, you know, supporting the child and things like that. But sis, I mean, I guess he giving her money too, but the wife got guaranteed money. Unless that's set up in, you know, however they got their marital stuff is set up or whatever. But they were going back and forth. And when I tell you Tim was all in the pictures while Deja was pregnant, hand on belly, kissing, intimate.
That don't mean nothing, though. And that's what I need y'all to understand. Y'all side chicks, y'all need to learn y'all roles. He's going to keep bankrolling you as long as you're quiet, baby girl. You can say, oh, this is like a side chick, because he took pictures, but you knew better than to post them while y'all was still undercover, right? Before it got leaked that was your baby, you knew good and damn well to, exactly, you know, good damn well to put that in your close friends or in your private stash. You wasn't posting that nowhere. If you wasn't actually the side chick, if you wasn't actually hiding your relationship, you would have posted the first day you saw him. First picture y'all took together, it would have been right on your page because you knew who you were. Stop playing.
Right. And then let me say this. Tim also, and the nigga's gonna do what a nigga gonna do. He's standing by his wife. He basically responded from a secret Instagram saying, turned the sneaky link into a responsibility. I just love the shit out of my son, so I shut up for him. Basically saying, the side chick, like, he gotta keep her happy because that's where who he has his son by.
And that hit a nerve.
He's staying with his wife. And it's just Deja. You just have to deal with what you're dealing with now. You put yourself in this predicament. Women like this, I know for a fact, she probably knew he was married. I didn't know that wasn't no secret. So, I mean, you got to deal with what you're...
I read through all the posts. She was like, he was living by himself at the time. She didn't know. He basically was trying to make it seem
probably
like...
probably true.
Yeah, I know he was trying to make it seem like they were separated. Especially if his team is not in his city or in his state. Baseball seasons are very long. So, a lot of times, they do have a spot wherever they train at or play at, like, their home city, and then go back home when it's time to go home during the off season. So I'm sure he wasn't living by himself when you was dating him. And his contract for 2023 was $12,500,000. So yeah, with a option that includes an extra $1 million buyout. So yeah.
Well, you said
it's not that much. So I was like, okay.
I was just finna say, because basketball players, they'll get like a 30
the top million. Ones, yeah, but it's usually with a...
James Harden, you'll be surprised what he's going for right now.
I mean, but he's still a big name. Not no...
I mean, yeah, but...
He's not playing to where he used to, but I mean, he's known, is my point. Anybody know no damn Tim Anderson? You know what I'm saying? Like, he is very much giving some random player on, like, the Denver Nuggets. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't ask. He's Tristan Thompson. The only reason we know who Tristan Thompson is because of Chloe. It wasn't for his basketball skills. That's what I'm saying. But, yeah. The side chick. I'm
trying to look at this one player from the Lakers. See what
here she go, trying to prove me wrong. The side chick, it's always giving side chick. He wasn't posting them pictures. Just say your feelings are hurt. Say he told you he was going to leave old girl, and now you finding out that he's not going to leave old girl. So now you upset. Understandable, but why would you believe that? How often do they actually leave their wives? Let's wait and see. And you're mad at the wife not leaving. But what's she gonna do? She probably found a daggone prenup a daggone self. So she probably not going nowhere. Let's be very for real.
You know Bradley Beal?
No.
Okay, so his contract for 5 years was $251,019,650.
Thanks for that random sports fact, Max. No very problem. Pertinent to the story. My point is, side chicks need to learn their place. Thank you. Anyway. Let's see. We got time for any more? Yeah, let's do a couple more. What else we gonna talk about?
How long we got? Because I want to get into... How long we got?
7 minutes. If you stop talking, we talk. Start talking.
All right, all right. Which one you want to get into? Because we have Chloe. We have Phelan.
Let's do Chloe real quick, and then we'll try to do Phelan right after that. Okay, only thing I want to talk about with Chloe. So basically, she was saying that she's having a hard time connecting with her son Tatum, who was born via surrogate, and that she feels like it's hard for them to connect or whatever. Mm-hmm. And apparently Kim didn't have as hard a time connecting with her surrogate babies as Chloe's having. And once, this is a very strange thing I'm gonna say, Candace Owens spoke out about it, and for once I kind of agree with what she's saying to a certain extent. I know. Uh-huh. I know it's a little crazy. But she goes, I'm grateful that Khloe Kardashian has shown a light on the unethical practice of surrogacy. Purchasing and taking a newborn from its mother's arms a mere seconds after birth is an unspeakable evil. Breeders don't even do it to animals. Then she says, my heart breaks for women who, for the money, submit their bodies to that cruel practice. It's the highest paying form of prostitution, and that there are wealthy women who subject poor women to this cruelty out of vanity and not necessity makes me sick. I ain't mad at what she's saying. Very often than not, surrogacy is very expensive, so more often than not, it's a rich woman, a Kim Kardashian, a Khloe Kardashian, paying some random $35,000 to effectively risk their life, especially if they're black, to have their baby. It's a little crazy. It's a little crazy.
Right.
And, like, yeah, it's just a lot. So yeah, that's pretty much it, really. You got any thoughts on it?
Well, what I did want to add with Chloe is I feel like the whole having a hard time loving him because it's through a surrogacy, I feel like,
well, she said connecting with him. I don't want to say
connect. Okay, connecting with him. I also feel like it has something to do with why the baby was conceived in the first place. Maybe she thought, I don't know. I feel like maybe she thought this baby was going to bring them back together. It's a lot of things. The surrogacy, why you even decided to have a baby with him in the first place, and he had literally just had a baby on you. Well, I mean, it could have already been the worst, but still. But I just feel like it's more to the story. Maybe that's just her journey is what I'm getting from it. Like, maybe that's just how she feels. But yeah, surrogacy is like I feel like that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, that's all I had to say, basically.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and talk about Phelan for the last, few minutes. So that is, Portia's husband's ex-wife. Who, I guess, was she on Housewives or was she a friend of?
She was on Housewives.
She was an actual wife? Like, Helda Peach?
Was she on the reunion?
I'm pretty sure she was just a friend of.
She probably was a friend of.
Either way, so, you know, when Portia stole her man, her. Either way, so I guess her new man's or her boyfriend, I don't know who he is, which,
who she was born with after her and Simon, well, before her and Simon even divorced fully.
Right.
She was messing with this 23-year-old. Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying that it's a lot on him, having to essentially take care of all her people. I don't remember how many I think he said. I think he said like six or seven.
His daughter, Phelan's three kids. Phelan's sister.
I think it's Phelan.
And Phelan's sister and her mom. Mind what? You, Phelan is 34 years old. Mm-hmm. And the boyfriend is 23.
Why is he taking care of the sister and the mama? That's not
my thing. Is mama. Fallon, sis. No, you know what? No wonder Simon left you. Something ain't right in that head. Because for you to leave that billionaire man and then go with a 23-year-old and then you having a 23... Sis, you gotta do better. And then she was just looking like... so. Like she basically was owning it. Her being quiet, looking like how she was looking was her owning it. She knows yeah. She trying to get that man to literally do everything that Simon was... well capable of doing, but mm-hmm. who knows what she was probably doing in that little relationship with Simon. Not saying Portia deserved to take him, because Portia did steal her man, but well, Simon and her was probably already finna divorce or get separated anyway. But that was mind-blowing when I found out the age. I said, what?
Because he's basically saying how overwhelming it is having to take care of all
right?
of them.
He's
and
dumb.
He doesn't get any time for himself. And when he does, they basically try to like talk him out of trying to do stuff for himself. And
she's 34. Like, that's so wrong on so many levels. I don't like that. And if I was that 23-year-old man, mama, Fallon, let's get active, honey.
Period.
What? I don't like that. I don't like it when men do it to women. I was literally just having this conversation. I don't like the big age gap thing. I don't like it. The whole Meech and Summer thing, I don't like it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just something with me. I'm not a big fan of it.
I feel it 100%.
But that's just a bit much. He should not be taking care of your overgrown 34-year-old ass. No.
And your mama and your sister. What the hell are they doing with themselves? They're grown as hell. Where's Simon? Ain't paying no damn child support. Child.
Girl, it's... because her three kids... I wonder if all her three kids are from Simon. Or just... I don't know.
I don't know either. Real quick. That's my last... I don't have nothing else to say with that. Did you?
No.
Real quick, I want to talk about Flo Rida having to pay $500,000 annually for his son that he disowned, essentially. Mm-hmm. As he should. He should have been paying, so I hope there's some good amount of back pay on that. Them arrears.
Hello.
Don't let that nigga out of the country.
Court case. How much he just won?
72 like million. 82 girl. Million, something like that. Mm-hmm. All that flexing was done. After you won a lawsuit, literally when he won, I said, good, now he could pay some child support. That's what yep. I said. Mm-hmm. And here it is. Go ahead, little baby.
Because I've been heard about the... him not taking care
yeah,
in this
years ago
child. But then when it came out again, I said, oh, people's gonna start getting on his ass now, because it wasn't really like out
no
out,
I yeah, yeah I knew about it, but like no. It wasn't huge yeah yeah the baby yes, six when I,
right yeah, because I when I heard about it, I was like, oh, Flo Rida like that, like it surprised me, because well not I don't want to say like it just surprised me, but it kind of shocked me, because I don't even Flo Rida not even on the scene like that, but he do be
right
getting money.
He has big hits. His hits are right. Still hitting. White people still love his shit. So apparently he was originally ordered to pay $14,000, but because he refused to pay, it got increased to the $500,000.
And then it's
so follow y'all court orders, pay. People.
Not refusing listen. To pay, like, sir, who are you? You finna be spending that money round.
$500,000 times. Let's say he's six now. Let's say he just is ordered to pay till he's 18. Since he's disabled, he may have to pay longer than that. But
right and but. More.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so wrong. That's so wrong how he did that.
It's a lot of money. But anyway, that's gonna
and
wrap
she
up.
She deserves every dime of it.
She really do. And that's why it's coming up out his fat pockets. Period. Thank period. You. Thank you, Celsius, for finally making that man pay his money.
Period.
All right. Well, that's gonna wrap up Hot Topics this week. So we're gonna go ahead and get into our next subject. We got our docket questions. So our first question is, if your friend or man fights, are you jumping in?
Oh, okay. So I'm going first.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm jumping in if it's more of like a Stevie J, Jocelyn, Erica, Scrappy meetup. I'm definitely there. Like, what's up? If it's a man fight, babe, you better do you. That's all I know. And if there ain't no, I may have to throw something at you if you get a good hit off of them or something like that. But I feel like my husband, who I'm going to be with, I feel like if it do get to that situation, I don't feel like he would put me in harm's way. But yeah, we riding and sliding together. That's just that. Because if a group of hoes try to jump me, you better stiff arm one of them hoes. That's all I'm saying.
Period. If I'm getting jumped, you better punch them bitches in their face. I don't give a damn. Hit them with your car. I don't care. We gonna rumble. I don't care.
Listen, and just because you're gonna think I'm gonna be with a man that's gonna beat me up.
Not me. Y'all hoes, I don't give a fuck about. But me,
period.
Baby, we gonna rumble. And what about your friends? What if your friend get into a fight? You jumping in?
Yes, so I'm more of a, if it's a, like I said, if I see you getting the best of my friend, I'm gonna have to
jump in. Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, it can be a little fair fight, but I'm finna be right there, and yeah, I'm gonna be like when Jordan, Jada Young and Baby Mama got beat up, and the girl that was recording, you bet not jump in, you bet. You to jump in because I'm ready to swing on you.
If so my friend's getting beat up, I'm jumping in. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let my friend get beat up. We going to have to rumble. But,
period.
Yeah. Same thing with my nigga. I ain't going to let him get beat up either.
Right.
I'm going to just
see. That's a very, I can't. Because I'm not going to be with you after that. I know we all win some and lose some, but
I don't want to be around. Listen, it depends on the fight itself. If I feel like if he's putting in work and an old dude just putting in work, I ain't mad at it. But like if you just can't fight, I don't know about all that. But I'm definitely for the jump in. I ain't gonna let nobody get beat up around me. That's crazy. But what if they're not getting beat up, but they're just like it's just a regular fight? You not jumping in?
If it's a regular fight, I'm gonna let my friend. Now, if my friend, see, now if I feel like, all right, it's been enough, and I'm trying to get my friend off of you, and she's just so happy to get the best of you, and she don't want to stop, I'm gonna try my best to get my friend off of you now. But I feel like if it's just a fair fight, I'm gonna eventually, you know, break it up. Like, okay, I'm gonna.
The reason I asked this is because if you remember in Baddies West, when Krishan was fought whoever, she was mad that Sky didn't just jump in immediately, and Sky was like, I mean, you was beating the girl up. Why would I jump in that? But if you noticed, when I think Stunna was fighting somebody else and Krishan was there, Krishan started swinging too. Krishan is the type who's going to jump in regardless. If you hit, I'm going to hit.
And you're going to run into people like that. Like, I have a friend. I feel like, especially if it was me fighting, she probably going to try to fight the girl for me anyway, because that's just how she is. She just be so ready. So you are going to run into people like that. But, like, and the same thing happened with Lauren. You remember Lauren and Krishan fought, and then Stash, why didn't jump?
Right,
and
exactly.
It's just like some people's mindset are just like that one fight, all fight. Which I'm okay
I'm
with.
Not against it.
I just don't. I'm not more so into jumping. If it's something that we're retaliating on, you just finna get this word. But if it's just like, you know. If it's just a fair fight, you know, it's just gonna be a fair fight.
I feel like, yeah, if it's a scheduled fight, like we finna meet up here,
right?
I'm not jumping in it. If you like steal my friend or something like that, I'm just jumping in. Ain't no question about it. We just gonna fight. Like, you gonna get jumped because we ain't even asked for all that. We ain't come here. So you gotta get this right. That's how I feel about it.
I agree.
But yeah, if friend was like, oh, we gonna pull up here and fight, I'm gonna let her run her one. And if she starts getting beat up, then I'm jumping in. I'm jumping in. That's it. That's all. But anyway, I said a lot to say, y'all. Don't be getting beat up around here.
Get y'all some lessons. Try with your cousins, your friends. Listen. Not your friends, but your siblings. You know.
Ain't no such thing as a fair fight. I'm going to need y'all to put some work in.
Son of girl, but get active is very catchy. Yeah, but it's very intimate, but get active.
So our next docket question is, would you date someone not as smart as you? And let me just preface this by saying significantly not as smart as you. Go ahead.
Because I have blonde moments, it will probably aggravate me. Like, come on. You got to be able to be the one to, okay, Max, like, no, it's that, not that. But if we both on the same level, no. And then it's just, no. I don't want it to annoy me. And 9 times out of 10, I'm always the blonde in the relationship anyway. So it's always been like, Max, no. So I don't even really feel like I have that problem, but.
So would you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. For me, same thing. I feel like previously when I was younger, because of the types of dudes I used to date, I would typically be a bit smarter than them. But I'm not really going for them types of men's no more. So it does kind of get on my nerves. So yeah, I feel like I can't have a conversation with you. I don't know why I'm playing with this. A conversation with you like that. It's gonna annoy the hell out of me. I don't like having to explain myself too much. That's gonna aggravate me. So yeah, I don't think I could do it. Like, I shouldn't have to explain what a podcast is, you know? Right. Or a breast reduction. I feel like these are common things. So if I feel like you're not on my level or close enough to my level, it's gonna be annoying. Honestly, I want you at least with me. Preferably a little bit smarter. Not so much, but enough to be able to handle me. I'm quick-witted. I feel like if I can talk you out of some stuff, it's going to be a problem. Because you're just going to get emotionally bullied. Over and over again. But, yeah. I guess that's going to... You had anything else to say, friend?
Nope.
All right. So, that's going to wrap up the docket questions for this week. Let's go ahead and get into our next subject. So like 2 weeks ago, we said we were gonna come up with our picks for younger people to bring into Atlanta Housewives. We forgot to talk about it last week, so we're gonna do that now.
We were supposed to do younger.
Y'all see what I be dealing with here. And I mean, I'm gonna show y'all the charts and how I lay things out, and yet this is what I be dealing with. Amateur that I be dealing with. Yes, they're supposed to be younger, more interesting, younger, bringing in a younger audience, because they're all old ladies on there, so it'll be old lady drama that we don't care about. Father God, I'll do mine first while she tries to explain her life together. So my first one. Okay, I'm gonna do my. I got two. So one, I don't know. She's not like the perfect fit, but I feel like she'll be entertaining to watch. She's, of course, from Atlanta. She's known. I feel like she would fit into their group, but I think she could bring like a little bit of youthfulness to it. And that is going to be De'Ara, the YouTuber, De'Ara and Ken, if you knew her back in the day. I feel like she has like a business. She be doing the YouTube stuff. She be modeling. She does the brand trip. So she has enough going on. Then she's got her little thing with her little boo, who is definitely a female. So there could be a whole little side stuff with that. I feel like I haven't checked in recently, but last I heard Ken say, him and De'Ara still spoke. So there could definitely be some type of showing behind the scenes into that. And I think there's a fly in here. I think she would just be like a good fit into all of this. And so I think, and also she's an Aries, so she's not gonna let she'll be able to check. I feel like she'll check Kenya when she's doing too much, Marlo when she's doing too much, Sheree. I feel like she'll whatever, and they can, I feel like they may try to little girl her a little bit, but I feel like she's not gonna play that. So I would say Tierra for her. My second one is another YouTuber, and I think she is the cookie cutter idea of what they should pick. Her aesthetic is very, it would just fit in with them very well. Like, she'd be wearing like those real random ass designer brands that nobody's heard of, the same way Marlo and them be doing, and it's very like clean cut and just like whatever. It's Aaliyah's Face on YouTube. She really been on YouTube forever. She's not like huge, but she's definitely
Aaliyah J.
No, Aaliyah's Face. Aaliyah J lives in New York, bro, or LA.
Aaliyah's Face. Who is that?
She's a light skin. She's, as I said, she's not huge, but she's definitely been around for a long time, like in the public space or whatever. And she just has the aesthetic that they would look for. She has like a man, but she doesn't really show him on screen, so they could be a whole little big papa thing going. And I feel like she's gonna add like a different kind of vibe. She is light skinned, so you know they don't have no light skins on the show right now, so I think it would kind of add to it.
I just noticed that. It's not real.
That's her.
I can see her a little bit.
And like, I feel like she's one of the first girls to like admit to having a BBL, like 2016, you know, back when everybody was, they were doing it, but it wasn't popular. She like literally documented it and talked about it and whatever. It's not like a crazy one of the light, but that's her again. She's definitely entertaining. She has fun, but she goes on trips. Like, she does all the stuff. She don't got no kids, so it's gonna be just a younger dynamic. She has her friends.
She do makeup.
Yeah, she be doing makeup. She be doing like hair, and really just like taking trips, doing stuff. She's like aesthetic and like pretty and bougie, but she has a relatability to her at the same time, if that makes sense. So like, I feel like she would kind of fit the aesthetic of the show because they're older and they be doing like weirdy shit. So like, see her little, her new car, like she has that aesthetic.
What's her Instagram?
It's Aaliyah's Face, Aaliya.
That's a weird way to spell Aaliyah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I've never seen her before.
She's pretty. I would go out on a limb and call her one of the OGs of YouTube. Like I said, she's not huge, but she's just been on there for years and years. Like, I genuinely remember watching her either in high school or right out of high school. Yeah, so she's just got a lot going on. So I think she would be like the perfect fit, honestly. She's not really in drama per se, but like I said, she'd be like going out having fun, like, you know, doing like the brand trips and stuff like that. So I think it would just bring a new like look to it. Like, see, she'd be dressing like this sometimes.
Yeah,
like, tell me Marlo wouldn't have that on. Come on now. So yeah, that's who I pick as my second one.
Okay, I have my two.
Who is it?
So I'm gonna still tell y'all who I was. That we were okay.
Just tell me the real ones, the correct answers.
Okay, so the first one that I said I was gonna go with, since you went with Tierra, I said maybe I would go with this is two people out of one because they're sisters. Either Samarella, she's also with a girl, she's from Atlanta, she's a, you know, she's funny, she's definitely on the younger side, like 24, but she's much younger than them. Now that I'm thinking, that's why I was either gonna go with Samarella or her sister Paisley. Her sister Paisley is actually married, has her kids and things. They stay in Atlanta too. And Paisley definitely gives not drama, but Paisley gives, if you take it, pay for your give. If you take it there, or I'm gonna take it there with you. Don't let this cuteness and all of this fool you and stuff. So I would either go with Summerella or Paisley. They're sisters. Summerella, the reason why I said her, because she is a content creator as well. She's funny. I feel like she would just bring like the fun to it. I don't feel like she would. I feel like they will low key probably try her too, because she's young. But yeah,
right. That's why I didn't want anybody too young. But like,
yeah. So Paisley is a little bit older. Paisley is like around our age or a little older, probably like 27, 28. The other one I said I would go with, since she's from Atlanta too, is Tiffany Evans. Wouldn't say Tiffany Evans is because she's married. Well, I think she married to the one guy. He was actually a childhood star, like a singer. I can't think of his name, but she has kids. And maybe she would bring like a different, you know, like an actual real element to the show. Like, because you know, when the ones that you barely kind of see in the public eye, they be giving you like this is our life, you know. So I feel like it would be interesting just to see what she into nowadays, you know. So yeah, those are my two people that I would choose for Atlanta.
Yeah, okay. So Bravo, hit us up, we'll help you with casting, because clearly y'all need some damn help. It's boring,
right?
Don't ever want to watch that. Why is Kenya calling the police? My point. Too much, too old. They too old to be acting like that. Get them off the show. Bring some young faces. Thank you. Yeah, so that's going to be it for that. Let's go ahead and get into our next topic. So there was, I guess it was a tweet talking about picking like your favorite recent Nicki feature with a new girl. We decided to just rank them 1 through 6. So we can do that now. You want to go first or you want me to go?
I can go. I'm prepared. Mm. Okay. So my first one. Oh, and the choices was out of her feature with Coi Leray. Coi Leray for Blick Blick, Ice Spice, Princess Diana, Sexy Red, Pound Town, Doja Cat, Say So, Megan Thee Stallion, Hot Girl Summer, and her and Bia, A Whole Lot of Money. So we had to rank those in our top 6. So for the first one, I put Blick Blick with her and Coi Leray. I just really love that song. And Hoes Ain't Fucking With Barbie, Tay Did My Pink Bop Marley. Like, she just, I fuck with it. So I put Blick Blick as my number one. Are we gonna go down?
We can go back and forth.
Well, okay, yeah, let's go back and forth.
Oh, you started with number one. You should have went 6 to 1.
Aw, dang.
I'm gonna start with number 6. my number 6 is gonna be Say So with Doja Cat. It was fine. I liked it at the time, but I just feel like I've liked her other ones better since then. So yeah, I'm going with that.
Okay. So should I just keep going from 2, 3, 4, or should I start at number 6?
Just keep going. No, it's not confusing.
Okay, so for number 2, I put Princess Diana with her and Ice Spice. That is my song. Nicki snapped on there. Yeah, Princess Diana got me in the chokehold. So that's my number 2.
My number 5 is Hot Girl Summer with Meg. I feel like I still love Nicki's verse on it. I mean, even though it's kind of old, I think she did a good job, Nicki. Yeah, that's my number 5, Hot Girl Summer.
Okay. For number 3, I got Pound Town. Left Pound Town. I just feel like Nicki, like, the verse is like, every time I rap it, like, literally, like, Nicki, you could tell, like, she was literally, like, kind of, like, just free, like, in the studio, like, let me see what sound good, like, how I can work this out. And, like, it's just so funny, and I freaking love the verse. Like, literally,
yeah,
I only like that song because Nicki Minaj is on there now, literally. So, she did what she
liked
to
it before. So my number four is Blick Blick. I do like it. I just like some of the other ones more. I like Nicki's verse on it. Corey is fine, but like, I really just like it because of Nicki. So that's why it's number four.
So my number four is Whole Lot of Money. And I like it. Like, it was definitely a cute moment, like, for her and Bia. So I still like the song, of course, but yeah, I just, for Blick Blick, her verse on there is just like amazing. But like Whole Lot of Money, I still like it, but it's number four.
So my number three is Pound Town. I really like it. I liked it the song before. Like, I just thought it was funny and just like, it was, I mean, seriously, but it was like a cute little song. Like a little.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. It's not something that I've ever played in my car until Nicki Minaj got on it. It was a funny song, but.
But yeah, Nicki's verse, it goes crazy. It's hilarious. Like, I physically laughed out loud when I was
at one point.
I was like, what is she on, bro? Like,
even when I'm singing the song, for some reason, when you singing a Nicki Minaj song, you got to do it exactly like her. Like, if you're not doing it like her, you're singing it wrong. So, yes, I'm going to, every time I say, hello, guess who, I'm going to laugh because Nicki Minaj laughs. And that's how you sing the song. So
when she said he like feet suck on this camel toe, I said, I can't deal with it. I cannot
You notice with Nicki, every time she get on the song, she always like match their energy. Like how Sexy Red was like, what did she say?
I'm out here in Miami.
And the hood niggas can't, you know how she be doing it, and like Nicki like, I'm out here in Miami out. Like, it's like so funny, like how she just be matching the flow. Like, she even did it with all. She can do it all, literally.
Thank
like
you.
How she took Ice Spice when Ice Spice was like, basically how Nicki and Ice Spice were saying like the same verse kinda in Princess Diana. I forgot what Ice Spice said when she was like, what's the main verse? Well, basically Nicki Minaj can do it all. She literally like if she hears it, like, she just gonna match the energy. Yeah. But it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for number five, I actually put Say So. Yeah, I like it. It was cute. But yeah, it was number five. That was another funny one too. That Silicone couldn't keep your nigga home. Like, she always just doing something. So, but yeah, Say So was a cute little moment. But I put that number five.
So my number two is Princess Diana. I loved it. Still listen to it. I love Ice Spice. I saw that last week. So Ice Spice and Nicki, Queen and the Princess, it's finna give. And it do. Thank you.
Period. And so my number six is Hot Girl Summer. Okay, as a whole, I did not care for the song. But of course, Nicki Minaj part is literally like the only part that I really care for, to be honest. Like, the song was straight, but like, I'm just a real lesbian. Give a fuck about that. Like, Nicki Minaj part,
I
just
loved it.
So
I think it was just a weird song.
Like, it was,
I would not have liked it if Nicki was not on it, because remember,
right,
she hopped on at the end. So right, if she just put it out, I would have been like, okay,
yeah. So Yeah, that's my number six.
My number one is Whole Lotta Money. I love at the end. Surprised. They go back and forth. Why? What you think I was going to put number one? Princess Diana?
Well, yeah, I expected that, to be honest. But Whole Lotta Money was good. Like, hey, yo, I love that shit. I just feel like on the song. I just put the
block. All these bitches want to beat. Like, it just.
Even on that song, like, Nicki just gonna match your flow. Like, however you coming, she just gonna match your, she gonna match your flow. Like, okay, like, this not what I was talking about, but even with Ice Spice, like, gra, like, not mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj, like, gra, like, it's just, she gonna make it work.
Period. So, real quick, redo your list 6-1, just so that it's not confusing. Just retell it.
Okay, so my number one.
No, Lizzie, 6-1.
6-1. Okay. Hot Girl. Are we going back and forth?
No, you just do. I'll do
my number. Okay, so my number six, Hot Girl Summer. Number five, Say So. Number four, Whole Lotta Money. Number three, Pound Town. Number two, Princess Diana. And number one, Blick Blick.
Period. Mine, real quick. Number six is Say So. Five, Hot Girl Summer. Four, Blick Blick. Three, Pound Town. Two, Princess Diana. And number one, Whole Lotta Money. Period. But yeah, we just wanted to do a quick little Nicki feature with the new girls. So last, to wrap up the show, we are going to talk about celebrity couples, our favorite celebrity couple and our least favorite celebrity couple. Let's name both of our least favorite first, and then we'll go ahead and do our favorites. My smoke detector is going off, y'all. I'm sorry. Anyway, so my least favorite, and this is funny that you brought them up. They're new, but they already get on my damn nerves, and that's Meech and Summer. They're just already giving Aggie. Why y'all posting each other so much? That most recent picture sealed it for me. That one where her eyes are closed and he got half his face in the camera. What are y'all on? Like, why Summer can't just be happy behind the scenes? Why she gotta post him every 2 seconds? She did it with Larry. She did it with.
You need to watch. You need to watch Carisha, please, because she mentioned that she was like, all the other hoes do it, but then when I do it, it's a problem.
I talk about the hoes doing it too. And you she's aggy with it.
Yeah,
that it'd be aggy. Well,
it's only aggy because it's like, first of
it's
all,
it's weird, it's new, it's
she and got then three kids. We don't even know if it's gonna last. Demetrius. Like,
we, honey, Kendall said, if I ever post a nigga, then my page hacked, and I felt that in my spirit. What? Listen, I will maybe let you get side of his face or right. The back of his head when he's proposing to me. You can get period. The back of his head, period, like this side. That's it. And on our wedding day, it zoomed in on me because it's my day. Period. He's in the background. He's just a supporting character. But no, I'm not like, y'all are weird. So yeah, no, they're my least favorite right now.
It's given it just gonna be a phase and run its course.
Exactly.
I don't know why. I just have this feeling with Meech that, like, Meech is definitely giving, like, he'll have him. Because, look, I was watching, it was a clip of them, and he, like, had his arm, like, around her. They were going into the club or whatever. And I'm just like, he probably do got something over the fucked up by Big Meech now. He probably do. I'm pretty sure, because you know them young ones know how to run the game. So he probably do got her head spinning. But Meech is giving play, like, she mentioned, like, you want to have more kids. That's what Carisha said. And she was like, with Meech. And she was like, girl, that's what he say. Meech is giving play. Like, I don't know.
She already got three kids. Like,
girl.
What is you on, nigga? That's
girl.
Weird.
Child.
Ain't they bad too? You got three bad stepkids?
Ugh. Look. Bubbles be beating Summer up. And her real name is Bubbles. She said that on Carisha Pete. Please. Her real name is Bubbles. And I think she changed her I don't know if she changed her last name, if her last name was always London last name. But when she said her name, she said Walker as that last name. But if you listen to Over It, you already, not even Over It, I'm sorry, still Over It, you'll know that London was not there when she was like pregnant and stuff and having her baby and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe she never named her Walker. But
what's your least favorite?
My least favorite couple, and they're always on and off, which is why they annoy me so bad. Ella Banks and A Boogie. They annoy me. I don't care for them. Ella, for some reason, always puts us in her business and then make it seem like it's not about
her. We're the problem.
We don't care. We do not care about you and A Boogie. You about the only one that want them in them New York bitches. We don't care. Like, it irritates me with them. So, they're my least favorite. And I was going to put, I ain't going to tell you.
Who was your honorable mention? I have an honorable mention, so who was yours?
Just going to put Kendall and Bad Bunny, to be honest.
I thought of them. I thought about it for a second. I'm like, I mean, it's just the fact that they're together that annoys me.
Right.
They haven't done anything
annoying. Right. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm going to put Ella Banz in. A Boogie. They more haven't
done anything. It just annoys me.
It annoys me that he's even with her.
My honorable mention is Ari and Moneybagg, and it's more so Ari. Oh, that's a they be taking stuff to the internet a lot. And yeah, I just don't like that.
Because they do too much.
But let's go ahead and get into our fave couple. For me, this is my Sag sister, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert.
Girl, do you know I was gonna pick her? I was gonna pick her. But I was just like, nah, I'm
love go them. You could tell they're like best friends for real. And I love
them. Yes,
love
and he like freaking that. Adores Teyana. It's so sweet. If you need to watch The Shy, Alicia, I keep telling you. But even in The Shy, it's like, he's the perfect man. Like, even like in The Shy, he literally gives his real character, like how he treats his girlfriend in The Shy, well, how he's trying to treat her. And she just like, girl, send him over here. Like, when I be watching stuff, I be like, what are they doing? Like, he is that. They're
a good dad. They're good parents. I love them. I love Junie. They're so cute. Exactly. They're so cute. I love them. But they're my faves.
Speaking of Savannah, my favorite couple is Savannah James and LeBron James.
I knew you were going to pick them.
I freaking love their family. I adore them. I was just thinking about the other day when I literally cried when I was taken to the LeBron game. I'm so dramatic, I know. But when I seen the building, I was just like on the phone with my grandma. I was like, I can't believe I'm here. Like, why was I crying? But Savannah James and LeBron James, I just love their whole family duo. Like, she's literally married to one of the top athletes in the world. And she's so low-key. You never hear them in anything. You never see her, like, doing the most. She literally is a wife and a mom and a bad bitch. Like, and I just love that for them.
Period.
So, yeah, that's my favorite couple.
Yeah. But either way, shout out to all of them. We love y'all. I'm holding out for you guys. But that's gonna wrap up our show for this week. I want to thank y'all for watching or listening. Be sure to share the podcast, like it, thumbs it up, all that kind of stuff, comment, whatever you finna do. Yes. Do it. Follow us on social media, Instagram, I don't know friend, TikTok, I don't know friend. Hit us up on Instagram if you want us to talk about something. We will. Anything you want to say, friend?
Nope. Just blow these. But when we post these on TikTok, like them, subscribe on YouTube, all of that. We're trying to get to the top, y'all.
Love y'all. Stay messy.
Peace.